Episode 2946, Seize the Risks.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready for an extraordinary day on an incredible week. You know what? Sometimes we just have to be reminded that things can be better than where we are right now. Seize the risks. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, a quick announcement. If you haven't already heard, we have a TV show now. We've partnered with Pray.com. You can watch it every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. We'd love to have you there. It is just amazing when you are willing to step out what God can do. And I look at what we're doing in our everyday, and we forget how incredible our everyday is. We don't realize how many opportunities we face every day, right? Opportunities often present themselves in unexpected ways. Instead of hunting for what comes easy, why not look for what takes work? Seize the risks. In life, we're often faced with decisions that require us to weigh the pros and the cons, right? The potential benefits against the potential and possible risks. This is especially true when it comes to pursuing opportunities and seeing the possibilities. You know, playing it safe might seem like the easier option, but when you take calculated risks, it's often the key to unlocking the door of opportunity. The greatest opportunity you pursue may seem like the biggest risk you take with the greatest reward. Seize the risks. This is because the most rewarding opportunities often require the most effort, the most courage, the most determination, right? It's called work. We've got to put in the sweat equity. But unfortunately, we've gotten really lazy. I mean, I've been there. And some of the things that we want in life, it's like, can it just be handed to us on a silver platter? Remember, anything worth having requires work. I look back and growing up and reading the Bible and listening to all the Bible stories. And as a young girl, I never looked at what God did as taking a risk, but he did. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sins, for your sins, for the entire world. But you know the greatest risk he took? Was losing his son and not getting one. Because he gave us free will. Now, as I've walked through my life and I've met other believers and other Christians and other faith walkers who say, no, I may not be perfect, but I am doing my best to follow the God-sized dream that he has for me, what he has designed for me. I'm still trying to figure out the purpose. You know, we all have our own journeys and how we walk with God, how we're in step with him. But I think about how God modeled it to us. Read the Bible. He took a risk by sending his son. Now I get taking risk is not just about jumping headfirst into the ocean, right? You got to weigh the potential benefits. The drawbacks, right? The pros and the cons. We know those lists. Remember growing up and mom and dad would say, go make that list. What's good? What's bad? Whichever one's the longer one, go with that. If it was only that easy. We know it's not. Because life gets more complicated the older you get. You know why that is? Because you gain more wisdom. And when there's more wisdom, there's more hurdles. Because you know more now. When we're a child, there aren't hurdles. We haven't experienced life enough. So if someone says jump, we're just like, how high? Where do you want me to go? I'm all in. But you see, when we get to be adults and someone says jump, wait a minute. We jumped once, we got hurt. We jumped in another place and oh my gosh, not only did we get hurt, this time we broke a leg. And then over time, that causes to have surgery. And then you're being asked to jump right now. Hold on. We put the brakes on, right? Because we have experience, which creates wisdom, which causes us to do what? Retreat a little bit. We don't want to go and take as many risks. When you are looking at taking those risks, right? You got to consider your options. What is best for this season that you're in? When you have younger kids, when you have older kids, when you're an empty nester, when you're in a midlife crisis, maybe you shouldn't be making those decisions when you're in a midlife crisis. Maybe you need to slow down in order to speed up. You got to look at making deliberate decisions, concrete ones, being very decisive with parameters, boundaries. So let me ask you this. What has come into your life that you knew you needed to pay attention to, but was too concerned or afraid of the risks? Now, this is not to make you feel like you missed something in the past. It's to bring to the forefront something that happened in the past that you can learn from. Right? Because believe it or not, we can get afraid of our own wisdom, our own past experiences. Because if you look at your past and you learn from them, that's what? That's a teachable moment. It's called lessons. Yes, that means I'm growing up, I'm maturing. That's wonderful. But that also means you're going to be more likely to put on the brakes. Now, should you at times? Of course. But at other times, you've got to be willing to jump. And sometimes things are just happening that we have to take the plunge. When you look at what you did in the past, something that you did in your life, you knew you needed to pay attention to, your gut said, oh, come on. And you just weren't ready to press the pedal and say, go. Were there any patterns to other decisions you made recently that are somewhat a copycat to that? What might have you done differently to see more of the positive than the negative, right? The opportunity versus the risk. And how could you use the feelings that you got to make some changes to other opportunities that will come your way? Because it's easy, right? We can get caught up in those feelings. The emotions hit us, and then all of a sudden we're holding on to the feelings. I'm not sure. Is it nerves? Is it excitement? I don't know. They're butterflies. How would you define them? They all feel the same. Seize the risks. Make sure you perform your due diligence, though, and be methodical in your research. But don't let what didn't happen overwhelm your decisions in the present. I'm here to remind you that God has something extraordinary for your life, more than you can ever imagine. But a lot of times we get in our own way because we're not willing to just put our big toe out there. Have you ever gone swimming? Okay, I know it seems a little strange, but we have to take care of our pool throughout the winter. And every once in a while, there's something that gets in the pool. And it's not in the baskets, it's a little bit down. And next thing you know, I've got to go in a little bit. Not necessarily always going for a swim. However, I have done that a couple times. And boy, let me tell you, it is freezing. And we live in the South. But you go in there and it's like, you just put your index finger in there. And you're like, oh my gosh, there's no way I can put my whole hand. Next thing you know, the water's up to your wrist. And you're like, okay, I got this. And then you have to pull up your sleeve because remember, it's cold outside. It's the winter. So you're rolling up your sleeve. It's up to your elbow. And you're like, okay, I can go in. Can I reach it? Can I reach it? Oh, no, 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 I can't. So you get your sleeve up as high as you can push it to your shoulder. And you reach in more and more and more. The next thing you know, your whole shoulder is immersed. You're holding on to the end, and then you're yelling for your child to come, hold my feet so I don't fall in. Next thing you know, you can touch it just a little bit. Your fingernails have it. And then you're able to grab it. You got it, and you pull it out. When you first put that index finger in, it was freezing. By the time you got your whole arm into your shoulder, it wasn't that bad. Seize the risks. My prayer for you, my friend, is may your heart be open to what God has in store for you here on earth. Give the worry to Him and allow Him to become a strategic partner in your everyday. He wants to walk with you. Let Him. Life doesn't have to be consumed by overwhelm. You can overcome. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.